This morning we're joined by Ray Anderson. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
Now, you have something special to talk about today. I'm looking forward to getting into that. But first of all, how is your Saturday morning going? What are your plans for today?
Oh, gosh. Today's a day at home, which is just as well because it's kind of grey out here this weekend so far. It'll clear up soon.
And whereabouts are you?
I'm at Winnipeg Beach.
Oh, how's Winnipeg Beach been the past few weeks?
Busy.
Yes.
Really busy, Nadia. I was working in Gimli yesterday at the art club there. And we're getting visitors from places like Carmen and Morden and Brandon. It's terrific.
Which is great, right?
Yeah.
I just had a couple of weeks off and we did quite a couple of trips, day trips up to Gimli and Sandy Hook. And it was lovely to be in the water and just enjoying the lovely weather too.
I know, and it's been great.
Gimli Art Club, tell me a little bit about that.
Gimli Art Club is right there on the harbour front.
Yeah.
And been there for 50 years, a community club with about 70-odd members.
And how did you get involved?
Well, I came out here in 2007, and I knew there was an art community out here. So I got involved with that. And so I just got involved with Gimli Art Club. And we have all kinds of classes that go on during the winter. So, and in the winter, it's great. It's a great community to get to know. You know, it's a way of linking into the people around you. And we draw every Monday afternoon at Gimli Art Club during the winter.
So you're an artist, but you're also a writer.
I am.
And right in front of me, I have a book, hot off the press. It's called And We Shall Have Snow, written by Ray Anderson.
It is.
So tell us all about this.
Well, it's a crime novel. It's a murder mystery set in the Interlake here in the middle of winter. And it's set on the arts community, kind of like the one here. It's all fiction, of course.
I was going to say, yeah, Ray, yeah, is this something you want to confess right here on the radio show?
But I live between Dunnottar and Winnipeg Beach. So there's a village called Cullen Village, which is right there. And there are people who love it and love the winter, as I do, because I really like winter here. It's absolutely beautiful. When I moved out here, people said, oh, you know, you're going to go stir crazy in the winter. But I actually find it beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to kind of capture that. And I wanted to capture the sense of community you get in a place like this and how people kind of lean on each other and support each other and have a lot of affection for each other. So I have a book club in this book who are like that. And then one of the arts community dies unexpectedly. And so, of course, everyone in this beautiful little place gets in a bit of a flap wondering what's going on. And they send a corporal from the RCMP, from the Major Crimes Unit, out to investigate. So north of Cullen Village, there is an imaginary town called Fiskar Bay, which was founded by Icelanders. And so Roxanne ends up investigating the crime from there. And, of course, it escalates. And I had a lot of fun writing it. So it's the first of a series, we hope. And I'm well along with the second book. And I'm just really enjoying getting people's reactions for it right now.
Tell me about why this genre, the murder mystery, you know, the solving the crime, was something that you kind of were drawn to.
You know, I've always read them. I've read murder mysteries since I was a kid. And I've always written. I used to do a lot of drama, and so I did a lot of that kind of writing. And I came out here intending to write a textbook on how to teach drama, and that didn't happen. I ended up drawing and painting instead. So then I ended up thinking I'd like to get back into writing again, and I had a friend who felt the same way. So we got together and started doing writing exercises. So one day, the assignment was to write something in a genre that you enjoy reading. And I thought, well, I should have a go at a murder mystery. And I sat down that week, and what popped out was the first chapter of this book. And it was really funny because I'd never thought about writing crime novels, but the moment I did it, I knew that this was what I really liked doing. And the book kind of wrote itself. I started at the beginning and I kept writing, and each next chapter popped into my head and it kind of wrote itself.
So it was revealing itself to you in a way.
Then
when you're writing a murder mystery, I'm always interested because it is a puzzle piece that you're kind of revealing to the reader. Do you know the answer before you write? Like, have you figured it all out? Who the murderer is, how they're going to get found out, all that kind of thing? Or does that happen over time as the characters develop?
It happens over time. Well, for me, it does. I mean, apparently some writers work like me. Some writers make it up as they go along and develop the story as it happens and find out as it goes who actually did it, right? Mm-hmm. That's how I work.
I think that's so interesting.
Yeah. Other people do. I mean, apparently other people do kind of do the whole map before they start and then work their way through it. But for me, I mean, I didn't know until well over halfway into this book who the actual murderer was.
That's crazy.
Which is kind of, I mean, it makes it fun for me
totally.
Too, because I don't know.
So how do you pick which one of your characters?
No idea.
But how did you figure it out halfway through? You're like, yeah, that one's going to be the guilty one.
I woke up and knew.
Oh.
And that happens a lot too. I wake up and kind of go, oh.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's them. It's that.
How could they betray me like this? I love that. Okay. I have to ask. Your accent gives it away. Tell me a little bit about what brought you to Canada and your journey from, I'm presuming, Scotland.
From Scotland, yes. It was, well, way, way back in the 60s, there was a program for teachers where if you came to Canada, you got, they paid you fare and they gave you all your income tax back at the end of 2 years. And there were a lot of people came out from the UK to Canada on that program. And we just caught the tail end of it. So we were young and newly married and had no money. Mm. And I was a drama teacher and he was an art teacher. And we ended up, and at that point, the program was either Manitoba or Saskatchewan. So we sat and looked at the map and it was Winnipeg or Regina. And we just kind of went, well, let's try Winnipeg. Mm. No idea where we were coming. And we came out on that program. And we intended to kind of go elsewhere, but we didn't.
So you've been here since?
Been here since.
So drama, art, painting, writing.
That's my life.
All the arts, Ray.
Yeah, all the arts.
Do you have a preference for which one that you connect to most in terms of being fulfilling in terms of your obvious creative passion inside you?
Oh, well, drama's my base, right? Mm. I mean, I did drama school and I did all that. And I worked for Perry Theatre Exchange for about 15 years. It was great.
Yeah.
And so that is my, and that's always been my passion. That was the first one. But writing is right there now. I mean, it's whatever one I'm doing right now, right?
Yeah. And I'm sure your drama background helps a lot in terms of setting scenes and creating tension.
You know what? Creating characters and writing, and I mean, crime fiction is dramatic, right?
Yeah.
You're always creating these kind of dramatic, you're always thinking up these dramatic moments. So it certainly lends itself to what I'm doing now. Yeah.
How can people get hold of your book?
My book is in McNally's.
Oh, great.
So you can go down to McNally's and pick up a copy. If you're in Gimli, it's at Turgeson's. And it's available online at all the usual outlets, and it's available as an ebook. And if you get totally stuck, go to my publisher's website, Signature Editions, and both print and ebook are available there.
What's the reaction been from your local arts community, given the setting of this murder mystery?
Well, it's really funny. There are two people in this book that I did borrow a story. I really did use a story that is them. And I told them, and I got their permission before
good.
I actually did it. But yeah, but the rest, it's kind of it's really funny. I've heard that from other crime writers that everybody thinks they're in their book, but they're not really.
I'm sure. Ray, thank you so much for this. All the best with
thank
your
you,
book
Nadia.
Launch.
Lovely talking to you.
You
Bye.
Too. That was Ray Anderson.